Good morning. Welcome to St. Mark's Lutheran Church on this very beautiful, special Sunday. Today, the children of St. Mark's are going to lead us in worship as they remind us of what this Christmas season's all about. Who came that first Christmas morning and what he secured for us thanks to his work for us. This morning, everything for our service is printed out in the worship folder. You can see our focus is a certain peace that the world cannot give, but that God has given us through our Savior. We begin our worship in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We continue with our responsive reading on page 3. Ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord.
And in his temple all cry, glory to his name. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as king forever.
The Lord is strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace.
His name shall be the Prince of Peace, the everlasting Lord, the wonderful, the counselor, the God by all. We pray. Gracious Lord God, as travelers in this sinful world, the search for peace seems like an impossible dream. We see unrest all around, in our country, in our schools and workplaces, and in our homes. Our minds are often filled with restless thoughts that rob our joy and happiness. Today, our children present a message filled with your blessing of peace. Peace that came to earth long ago in the Bethlehem manger. This was not an earthly peace, which is only fleeting, but heavenly peace that sets our hearts at rest. Send your Holy Spirit into our hearts and show us the true peace between you, our perfect God, and our sin-filled souls. Teach us to treasure the peace that is ours through the sacrifice of Jesus, our Savior, who is the Prince of Peace, and in whose name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Close your eyes and picture the most peaceful thing that comes to mind. Maybe you are sitting on a boat on a calm lake. Maybe you are looking up into the star-studded sky on a warm summer night. Maybe you are thinking about soaring high above the earth like an eagle. These are all wonderful thoughts of peace, yet all of them fall far short of the peace that once exists in a special garden prepared by God. When God made the earth, we read in Genesis that everything was perfect, and in this perfect world, everything was at peace. Adam and Eve were at perfect peace with the animals and with each other. There was never a more peaceful place than in God's Garden of Eden.
This peaceful place was soon destroyed when Adam and Eve decided to listen to Satan's lies. Sin turned a once peaceful garden into a place of unrest. War was declared between God and Satan, and between Satan and Jesus. The peaceful paradise was over. Sin had infected the earth. From here on, descendants of Adam and Eve would live in a different world, a world of discord and turmoil, a world of sweat and tears, of trouble and pain, a world where there would be no peace.
God had a plan. While the world would struggle to find peace, he would provide a perfect peace within the souls of his people. God would send a Savior, a Prince of Peace, who would not come to bring earthly peace, but a lasting peace between people and God.
Thank you.
What do you think of when we say the word peace? Many would think that peace is the opposite of war. Our world has had many wars. Did you know that if we add up all the armies of the countries of the world today, we would count more than 20 million soldiers? And did you know that over 100 million people were killed in wars in only the last 100 years? War between people is a terrible thing. Hatred, envy, and greed are some of the causes for wars. No doubt many of us here have relatives who fought in a war. As long as there's sin in our world, people will fight against other people.
That isn't the kind of war and peace we'll be talking about today. There's a far more serious battle being fought. This isn't a war that kills bodies. It destroys souls. It is a war that affects everyone. It is a war between a holy God and a sinful people. How could one ever find peace in the middle of such a war? The answer is Jesus. Jesus came to stop that war. When he died on the cross, he made peace between God and us. Sin separated us from God. Jesus lived the life we could not live. He gave us his sinlessness so we can have peace with God.
These words talk about a peace that is not the same as the world's peace. Jesus' peace is a special peace. It is the peace we now have since God no longer sees our sins. Knowing Jesus sets our hearts at peace. Isaiah went so far as to name Jesus the Prince of Peace.
The Prince of Peace that Isaiah wrote about was Emmanuel, God with us. The Prince of Peace came to earth as a baby in a manger on a peaceful Christmas night. Let's hear the story once again about the birth of the baby Jesus, our Prince of Peace. Jesus' birth was so important that the angels in heaven shared this wonderful news with some shepherds watching their sheep at night. And what did the angels tell them? They told them that God's peace had now come down to earth. Listen as the angels tell of that peace.
Thank you.
We pray. Father, we praise you for the heavenly peace you've given us through Jesus. We know we've transgressed your word, and yet your name is to be praised because you've forgiven us through your Son. Guide us all the more to appreciate such a gracious gift in our hearts, in our minds, and in our actions as we glorify your saving name. Continue to bless all those who declare your praises, such as the children who are doing so this morning. All-powerful and all-loving God, we seek your grace on behalf of Bev Heinitz, who is battling health challenges. If it is your will, fully heal her and take away her pain. If it is not your will, strengthen her faith and the faith of those around her so that we all may see your loving hand and the solid comfort we have in Christ, even in the midst of life's difficulties. Giver of all good things, we thank you for blessing all married people, especially those celebrating anniversaries. Give them a strong faith in you and a rich love for each other. Maker and preserver, we thank you for blessing all those who are celebrating birthdays as well, especially little Riley, who has just been born this week. As they remember their birth into this world, remind them also of their rebirth through water and the Spirit. Throughout the rest of this Christmas season, Father, continue to bless us with focus on the one in the manger and what he means for us. Guide us all the more in thanksgiving for our perfect Savior, true God and true human being, to the glory of your gracious plan. We ask all of this in his name. Amen.
Peace. Wouldn't it be wonderful if our lives were more peaceful? But we are so busy, so wrapped up in ourselves and others that our hectic lives know little peace. Especially during the season of Christmas, it seems that we will get very little peace until it's all over. How sad. Of all the seasons, Christmas should be the most peaceful. It's the time of year we think especially about our Prince of Peace. There are many times in the Bible where we read about the peace we have from knowing that our sins are forgiven, our debt has been paid, our guilt has been removed. One such verse is Thessalonians 3, verse 16.
Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you.
The Apostle Paul speaks about the peace of God that is so wonderful, it goes beyond our human understanding. We read in Philippians 4, verse 7.
In Psalm 29, verse 11, David tells us that the peace we have as God's children is a blessing for us to enjoy.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Again. Merry Christmas to you all. It was a pleasure worshiping with you this morning. A big welcome to all of our visitors as well. If you have any questions about our ministry here at St. Mark's, about the school, anything, feel free to ask. We love talking about it. There's also a welcome center over there in the lobby where you can find out some information about our ministry here. This Monday, once again, a few announcements for you. This Monday, we won't have any worship or Monday evening worship, but we will have our Wednesday evening Advent services as we continue to prepare for the birth of Christ on Christmas. That means we'll have 5:30, a meal at 5:30, a fellowship meal, and then worship at 7 p.m. Dad's breakfast is also this Friday at 6 a.m. at Black Bear Diner. This is a morning where us dads get together and talk about the joys, the struggles, and failures, and what we can learn from them. As we look at Scripture and what it means for us as fathers. So this Friday, Black Bear Diner, 6 a.m. You're all invited to our Christmas services coming up. Christmas Eve, we have two services at 5 p.m. and 8 p.m., a Christmas morning service at 10:30 a.m., so hope to see you there. We also have a New Year's Eve service at 5 p.m. It's kind of a night of reinvigorating ourselves, refreshing, renewal, and we'll celebrate that New Year's Eve at 5 p.m. Hope to see you there. For all of the other announcements, you can find those in our weekly news, which is printed for you and given there in the lobby, as well as via email. After this closing hymn, please stick around to greet one another, but please note that we will all join together to sing this closing hymn.